Welcome back. In this lesson, we're exploring Lesson 3.3, Shared Workspaces and Collaborative Workflow Management. If you've watched the overview, this will build on that. If not, you'll still be able to follow along. Now let's go further by exploring practical examples, future workplace relevance, responsible use, and how you can build confidence with this skill. So I want you to imagine this scenario for a second.
Okay.
It is 11:45 p.m. on a Thursday. You have this massive high-stakes presentation due at midnight. So you log in to grab the final slide deck from your teammate, and when you open the shared cloud drive, you find three folders.
Oh no, I know where this is going.
Right, one is titled old, one is titled new, and one is just titled do not use.
Naturally.
So you click into new and find five different files, and they're all named some variation of like Final Deck V2 or Actual Final and Final Real Lucasone. The exact file you need is just nowhere to be found, your teammate is asleep, and your heart basically drops into your stomach.
Yeah, that specific brand of panic is, well, it's something almost everyone working in a digital environment has experienced at least once.
It is the absolute worst.
It really is. And that panic is universally understood because it represents a complete breakdown of the system. What you're describing is the tax we pay for what behavioral scientists often call meta work.
Meta work. Like the work about the work.
Exactly. It's the work you have to do just to organize the actual work. When a team operates without a centralized, clearly defined, shared workspace, they are essentially forcing their brains to constantly solve administrative puzzles before they can even begin to think creatively.
Right. So instead of just reading a slide deck, you're playing detective.
Yes. You're trying to reverse engineer your teammates' thought process from 3 days ago, purely based on how they named a file. And the cognitive load of that is just staggering.
I can imagine. It drains your energy before you even start the task.
Precisely. And that is why a centralized shared workspace is vital. It completely eliminates that detective work. It creates an environment built on organization, accountability, and transparency.
Which fundamentally shifts a team's energy away from, you know, frantically searching for lost files and redirects it toward actual execution.
Exactly. You get your brain power back.
Well, I want to break down how that shift actually happens mechanically. Because the difference between a team that functions and a team that constantly drops the ball often comes down to these two ideas we've been talking about, which are workflow visibility and collaborative productivity.
Right.
And I always think about a team without a collaborative workflow like a commercial kitchen operating in total chaos. Like, imagine a restaurant where every chef shows up, brings their own ingredients in unmarked bags, and there are absolutely no recipes anywhere.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a nightmare.
Totally. There is zero shared counter space. You've got one person trying to chop onions on top of a running dishwasher, another person trying to bake a cake in a frying pan.
And everyone is just yelling at each other across the room to figure out what table gets the steak.
Exactly. It is a literal recipe for disaster. So how do those two concepts, workflow visibility and collaborative productivity, actually step in and solve that kitchen chaos?
Well, that kitchen analogy perfectly isolates the two main problems with disorganized teamwork. You have a lack of clear instruction and a lack of proper environment. Let's look at workflow visibility first.
Yeah.
In a functioning commercial kitchen, you have a ticket rail. When a server takes an order, a ticket goes up on the rail, and every single chef on the line can see exactly what needs to be cooked, in what order, and who is handling which component.
Right. Everybody has the same information.
Exactly. That is workflow visibility. In a digital workspace, this is your transparent workflow. It's the mechanism that allows everyone to track progress openly.
So you don't have to guess if the sauce is done or, you know, in a digital sense, if the graphic designer finished the logo.
Right, because the status is visible to the entire team at all times. The mechanism here is that visibility breeds accountability naturally, without the need for constant annoying verbal check-ins.
I love that. And if the ticket rail is the visibility, then collaborative productivity must be the physical setup of the kitchen itself, like the cutting boards, the organized walk-in fridge, the prep stations.
Yes. Actually, you're hitting on the exact mechanical difference there. Collaborative productivity is the shared counter space.
The counter space.
Yeah. In a digital context, these are the centralized systems platforms like Google Drive, Notion, or Trello that allow teamwork to happen efficiently. When you have a dedicated, meticulously organized counter space, people aren't bumping into each other.
They aren't duplicating effort by chopping the same onions twice just because they didn't know someone else was already doing it.
Precisely. A centralized digital platform provides the literal architecture for people to work in tandem. You're passing tasks back and forth smoothly, rather than operating in isolated, chaotic silos.
Okay, wait, I have to challenge this right here.
Sure, go ahead.
Because, on paper, a perfectly organized digital counter space sounds incredible. But in the real world, every time a company introduces a new set of standardized rules or rolls out a brand new project management board, it usually just creates more administrative homework.
It definitely can feel that way.
I mean, I have been on teams where people ended up spending more time filling out mandatory fields, tagging tickets, and updating the system than they spent actually doing their work. So how is implementing these workspaces not just adding another heavy layer of corporate bureaucracy?
That is such a fair point, and it's honestly the most common pitfall teams face. It happens when they confuse complexity with organization.
Okay, say more about that.
Well, bureaucracy is when a system serves itself. A functional shared workspace is when the system serves the team. The underlying mechanism of a good system is that it reduces friction. It does not add to it.
Right, so if it's hard to use, it's broken.
Exactly. If a system requires 15 clicks to upload a document, people will bypass it and just email the document, which instantly breaks the workflow. The strategies for avoiding that trap rely on ruthless simplicity.
Ruthless simplicity. I like that.
Yeah. First, you have to organize shared folders clearly, which means flat hierarchies. If someone has to click through 7 nested folders to find a document, the architecture is too deep.
It's too buried.
Right. You want a structure that is intuitive enough that a brand new hire could find a file on their first day without having to ask anyone.
Which brings us back to my 11.45 p.m. panic scenario with the awful file names. Standardizing naming conventions seems incredibly basic, but it feels like the one thing that always falls apart.
It falls apart because people underestimate the psychology of decision fatigue.
Decision fatigue.
Yeah, when you leave file naming up to individual choice, you are asking every team member to invent a new categorization system every single time they hit save.
Oh, wow. I never thought about it like that. That sounds exhausting.
It is. Standardizing naming conventions is a mechanical fix for that fatigue. If the team agrees on a simple unbreakable formula like date, project name, version number, you eliminate the friction.
Right. So a file named 2026-06-ER2 Project Alpha Brief 1 is chronologically sortable and immediately legible.
Exactly. The cognitive load drops to zero.
And the third strategy usually involves the task boards themselves, right? Like the ticket rail in our kitchen.
Precisely. The third component is utilizing collaborative task boards. Platforms like Trello often use what is called a Kanban board.
For those unfamiliar, what does that look like?
Kanban is a visual workflow management method. Picture a digital board with vertical columns labeled to do, doing, and done. Every task is a digital card.
Simple enough.
Right. But the mechanical brilliance of a Kanban board is that it physically limits how much work can be in the doing column at one time, which prevents bottlenecks.
Ah, so you can't just pile 50 things on someone's plate.
Exactly. And moving a card from doing to done physically changes the team's behavior because it sends a visual signal that the next stage of work can begin. It takes invisible, abstract work like writing code or drafting a report and makes it a tangible object that moves through space.
It also gives you that little hit of dopamine. Taking a project card and dragging it into the done column is incredibly satisfying.
Absolutely.
But looking at these tools, Google Drive for storage, Notion for standardized information, Trello for task boards. How does this translate to someone just starting out? There is a fascinating real-world scenario from the lesson we need to unpack here involving a university student team.
Yes, that's a great example to look at.
They were completely struggling with their project coordination, probably dealing with those exact issues, lost files, zero visibility, duplicate work. But they turned the entire project around simply by implementing a shared digital workspace.
Right. They set up the clear folders, built a basic task board, and suddenly they were functioning efficiently.
So why is that such an important example for us?
What is crucial about that student scenario is that it is a perfect microcosm of the modern global economy. The stakes are different, sure, but the mechanics of the collaboration are identical.
Oh, that's interesting.
Whether you are a university student coordinating a final group presentation, or a project manager 5 years from now, coordinating a remote, digitally enabled corporate team across 3 continents, the necessity for structured collaboration systems is exactly the same.
Because in a modern corporate environment, you can't just lean over the desk and ask your coworker where they saved a file. They might be asleep in London while you are working in New York.
Exactly. That is the reality of asynchronous work. Asynchronous work means the team is not online at the same time. You might finish your portion of a project at 5 p.m. your time, upload it, and hand it off to a teammate who will log on 4 hours later halfway across the world.
And if you don't have absolute workflow visibility in that situation, asynchronous work is just impossible.
It falls apart completely. The system has to speak for itself. So that student team learning to use a Kanban board and standardize their drive folders isn't just surviving a class. They are practicing the exact fundamental mechanics required to run a global marketing campaign or coordinate a software launch in the future workplace.
The digital workspace basically becomes the single source of truth when physical presence is removed.
Exactly.
I love the idea of the system speaking for itself, but that brings up a really intense ethical tension for me.
Oh, how so?
Well, if the system is the single source of truth and it tracks everything, I mean, when everyone can see every task you check off, every document you edit, every time you log in to move a card on a Trello board, that visibility can quickly feel like surveillance.
That's a very valid concern.
Right. How do teams ensure this transparent workflow feels like shared accountability rather than just intrusive micromanagement?
You are identifying the most significant cultural challenge of shared workspaces right there. This tension explores a vital question. How do these systems improve collaboration without destroying morale?
Yeah, because nobody likes someone constantly looking over their shoulder.
Exactly. And the answer lies entirely in how the data is utilized by leadership and the team. The mechanism of tracking is neutral. It is the application that becomes ethical or unethical.
Okay, so how do we apply it ethically?
Responsible use of these tools relies on using visibility to support the team, not to police them.
Unpack that difference for me, because if a manager is watching a digital board update in real time, it feels like policing, regardless of what you call it.
Think about the intention behind the observation. Policing is a manager refreshing a task board every hour to see if you have moved a ticket, or using the system to measure your worth based on how many documents you created today.
Ugh, yeah, that sounds awful.
It is a punitive approach that creates severe anxiety, stifles creativity, and usually leads to employees gaming the system just to look busy.
And supporting, what does that look like?
Supporting, on the other hand, uses that exact same visibility as a diagnostic tool. A supportive team looks at that transparent board and notices, oh, I see my teammate has 15 tasks piled up in their doing column, and I only have two. They are clearly bottlenecked. I should step in and take some of the load.
Okay, so it's like the difference between a surveillance camera and an air traffic control radar.
Oh, that is a brilliant analogy.
Right, because a surveillance camera is just watching to see if you steal something. But the air traffic control radar doesn't exist to punish the pilots. It exists to make sure the planes don't crash into each other in the fog. It provides the situational awareness needed to keep everyone safe.
Yes, when the workflow visibility is used responsibly, you don't feel watched, you feel connected. You feel a sense of psychological safety because your contributions are visible and valued, and you know you won't be left alone to fail.
Because the team can physically see on the board when you are overwhelmed, and they can intervene to help.
Exactly. Tracking progress openly, when culturally healthy, fosters immense trust.
Well, let's bring this down to the ground level for the listener. Mm. We've talked about how shared spaces build trust instead of policing teams. But trust doesn't just magically happen. You have to design the space for it.
You do.
So if I am sitting down at my computer today, ready to build a collaboration workspace from scratch for a new project, what are the essential pillars I absolutely must build into the architecture?
If you are designing a shared collaboration workspace from scratch, there are four interconnected pillars you must establish. And if any one of these falls, the whole system collapses.
Okay, what's the first one?
First, you need clear folder structures. This is your storage architecture. It must be logical, shallow, and governed by those standardized naming conventions we discussed earlier.
So no seven-layer deep folders. Got it. What's number two?
Second, you need collaborative task boards. This is your radar. Whether it is Trello or Asana, this is where the visual representation of the work's status lives.
Storage and radar. Got it. What are the other two?
The third is define communication channels. You must explicitly state where certain types of conversations happen. For example, urgent issues might go in a specific Slack channel, while project updates only happen as comments directly on the task cards themselves.
Right, so we aren't just shouting across the digital kitchen.
Exactly. The mechanism here is separating ephemeral chatter from permanent project data.
And the fourth pillar?
The fourth pillar is workflow tracking systems. This is the overarching flight manual. It is the agreed-upon set of rules for how a piece of work moves from an idea to completion. Who reviews it? What constitutes done?
You know, the interaction between those four is where things usually break down, isn't it? I'm thinking about times when people try to use a communication channel as a folder structure.
Oh, yes, that happens all the time.
Someone will drop a crucial PDF into a random Slack thread, and 3 weeks later, the team is wasting an hour scrolling through thousands of chat messages trying to find the file because it wasn't put in the actual storage architecture.
Precisely. When the pillars bleed into each other, you get chaos. If you put storage in the communication channel, you lose the file.
And if you put status updates in the folder structure by endlessly renaming files version 1, version 2, you lose the timeline.
Exactly. The communication channel is the radio. The task board is the radar. The folders are the cargo hold. The tracking system is the flight plan. They all serve distinct, vital functions.
That makes so much sense when you break it down like that.
I strongly encourage everyone listening to treat the ability to set up these four pillars as a fundamental future skill. Being the person who can step into a chaotic, disorganized environment and architect a system that brings clarity to a team well, it will radically elevate your digital confidence.
It really makes you an invaluable asset in any career, far beyond just knowing how to do the baseline work.
Absolutely.
So when we pull all of this together, what we are really talking about is the deliberate design of our digital environments. We've learned that shared systems fundamentally improve organization by removing the cognitive burden of searching for basic information.
Right.
We've explored how standardization, those naming conventions and clear rules, mechanically reduces the friction that burns our teams out. We mapped how a simple student project perfectly mirrors the complex mechanics of global asynchronous work.
Yep.
And perhaps most importantly, we've seen how workflow visibility, when functioning as a supportive radar rather than a surveillance camera, massively boosts accountability and trust. When you combine all of these elements, you get a massive spike in collaborative productivity.
You finally get to cook in a clean, organized kitchen where everyone knows the recipe.
Exactly.
And the final thought I want to leave you with, something to really mull over as you navigate your own digital workflows, is the concept of an organizational utopia.
Oh, an organizational utopia. I like the sound of that.
Imagine a future workplace where your shared digital systems are designed so intuitively and your team is so deeply aligned on the standardizations that you never, ever have to discuss how to organize the work again.
Wow. Never having to ask where a file is.
Right. Think about the sheer volume of hours you currently spend in a month just searching for files, asking for status updates, or trying to figure out who's responsible for what. Now imagine all of that friction is permanently gone.
That would be amazing.
You have just freed up 100% of your team's mental energy for purely creative, high-level problem solving. You are no longer managing the work. You are simply creating. That is the true transformative power of mastering collaborative workflow management.
That is the dream, doing the actual work instead of constantly doing the work of organizing the work. I want to encourage you to stay curious, be responsible and ethical in how you implement these visibility tools, and keep making yourself future ready. Make sure you take a moment to review the end of module study guide and complete the workbook activities to really lock in these architectural skills.
And for those looking to explore the psychology, cognitive science, and strategy behind these systems even further, we highly recommend checking out the principles outlined in the books, Getting Things Done, The Organized Mind, and Team of Teams.
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. It has been an absolute pleasure guiding you through this material, and we want to extend a warm and professional thank you for your time and focus today. Next time you find yourself in a chaotic digital kitchen, remember, you have the power to build the recipe, clear off the counter space, and get everyone cooking together. See you next time.